The governor keeping up with our farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
No-till, which when they started this, I think 20-something years ago, you know, was a fairly revolutionary idea. Now it's accepted, and 70% of our row crops are grown this way. So
Governor Bill Haslam last week attending the Milan No-Till Field Day and sharing his thoughts again to the media about why no-till and the ag industry overall is important to our state's economy.
Across the state, where we're struggling maybe the most economically is in some of our rural areas. Agriculture is a key piece of addressing that. Our agriculture department with Commissioner Johnson working with the Farm Bureau and UT and others has put together a strategic plan for us for agriculture as a way to help address that, our economic issues in some rural areas.
And to help farmers and those rural areas, the governor has been taking part this summer in the check presentations for those that have taken advantage of the state's Ag Enhancement Program, and that's helping to fund various projects from one end of Tennessee to the other.
We're actually in the middle of presenting some of our Ag Enhancement grants around the state. So everything from directly to some farmers, to some farmers market towns are setting up in their communities. So, you know, from the very beginning, Ag Enhancement grants have struck me as something that's very practical and very effective and a very direct way for us to be involved in helping a key part of our economy.
And the governor has heard from farmers, and for most so far, a fairly good growing season for them, despite the drier than normal conditions that have persisted much of the year in northeast Tennessee.
This year, maybe more than any year since I've been governor, we do have a mixed bag. You know, that we have parts of the state that have gotten great rain, other parts that have been short. Obviously, depending on what you're growing and where, listening to our farmers, you hear a fairly mixed bag of results this year.
Well, the governor, like all of us, is hoping the weather will cooperate for farmers for the rest of the season for a good fall harvest. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.